Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's really important if you're thinking about buying property in Sarasota, flood zones. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, flood zones are one of those things that a lot of buyers don't think about until they're already deep into the process. And honestly, it can really impact your decision. So I'm glad we're talking about this.
Right. Exactly. I mean, Sarasota is such a beautiful area, waterfront properties, great weather, but I'm guessing there's more to the story when it comes to flooding, right?
Oh, absolutely. So here's the thing. Sarasota is actually in a really unique position. We're in Florida, we're on the coast, and we've got a lot of properties that are in or near flood zones. And in 2026, there are some specific things that buyers really need to understand, because it's going to affect everything from insurance costs to resale value to whether you can even get a mortgage.
Okay. So when you say flood zones, I know there are different categories or designations, right? Can you break that down a little bit for someone who's not super familiar with how that all works?
Yeah. So FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, they create flood maps that designate different areas based on risk. You've got your high-risk zones, which are called AE zones or A zones, and those are the ones where flooding is pretty likely. Then you've got moderate-risk zones and then low-risk zones. And here's what's important. If your property is in a high-risk zone, your lender is actually going to require flood insurance. Period. No exceptions.
No kidding. So it's not optional. It's like a requirement of getting the loan in the first place.
Exactly. And that's a huge cost that a lot of buyers don't budget for. We're talking anywhere from a few hundred dollars a year to several thousand, depending on the property and the zone. And here's the kicker. Even if you're in a moderate or low-risk zone, your insurance company might still recommend it, or your lender might still require it. It's become more common.
Wow. So that could really add up over time. I'm guessing this is something that should definitely be on the radar before you even make an offer on a place.
100%. You know what I think is so cool about that? Well, not cool, but important, is that you can actually check your property's flood zone status before you even call me. FEMA has these maps online. You can literally plug in an address and see what zone it's in. That should be part of your homework before you even start looking seriously at properties.
That's smart. So you're saying do your research up front. But I'm also curious, are there things that have changed recently or are changing in 2026 specifically that buyers should be aware of?
Yeah. So the insurance market has been tightening up, especially in Florida. And looking ahead to 2026, we're expecting to see continued changes in how flood insurance is priced and what's required. Climate patterns are shifting, which means FEMA actually updates their flood maps periodically. Some areas that weren't considered high risk 5 years ago might be now, and some properties that are already on the market might face updated designations, which could tank their value or make them harder to sell.
Oh man, so you're saying the maps can actually change, and that could affect a property you already own or are thinking about buying?
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to work with a real estate agent, someone like me, who's paying attention to these things. We can help you understand not just where your property sits today, but what the trajectory looks like. Are flood maps being updated in this area? Is this neighborhood becoming higher risk? Those are conversations we need to have.
That makes total sense. So if someone's listening and they're thinking about buying in Sarasota, what's like the first step they should take to get educated about this?
First step, check the FEMA flood map for any property you're seriously considering. Second step, talk to an insurance agent about what flood insurance would actually cost for that specific property. And third, reach out to someone like me who knows the Sarasota market inside and out. We can connect the dots and help you make a really informed decision.
David, this has been super helpful. I think a lot of people are going to appreciate having this information before they start their home search. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
Hey, thanks for having me. This stuff matters, and I'm always happy to help people understand what they're getting into. Real estate in Sarasota is amazing, but you've got to go in with your eyes open.